fine crouton.
It's Word Salad with Amelia Discreet, only on 95BFM.
Oh, kia ora, Amelia. What's happening? How's it going? Thinking about skunks nests.
I'm just thinking about, imagine how nice it would be to brush a skunk.
I can definitely see that.
Do you know that a baby skunk is called a kit?
Oh, that's nice. We're not here to talk about skunks, though.
No.
We're leaving the nest chat in the past. We're talking hobbies.
Yes. So, essentially, dear listener, Rachel, earlier this week, sent me a picture of a Welsh folk tradition that where they have a skeletal horse and said, oh, we could do Word Salad about this. And so my initial reaction was, no, we can't. It's a Welsh folk tradition. It's not
a word.
An English word.
Where's the etymology in that?
Where's the etymology in that? And then I remembered a fun fact that I thought I could spin into a bit of a yarn that involves kind of all of our favourite Word Salad hits.
What are our favourite Word Salad hits, Amelia?
We've got traditional British personal names for animals.
Yeah, we do love that. Yep.
We've got Wicker Man-esque folk traditions.
Oh my God.
Big fan of that. Yep.
And we've got words that are slightly more derogatory than you probably use them.
Yeah, I would say that is the top three Word Salad hits for sure.
So we are talking about hobbies today.
Oh, okay. So this encompasses all of these.
This encompasses all of these things. And so do a bit of a time machine. We're going back to the 14th century.
Aha. I was trying to think of a 14th century sound, but I couldn't.
Ooh. What was like that? Gregorian chant?
That was me after I had just done the harvest and I'm in a Bruegel painting.
Ah.
Oh, I'm a peasant. And so we've talked before about birds and bird names,
we
right?
Have,
so
yep.
We know Word Salad people.
Word Salad listeners are aware.
We know that a magpie, the bird is a pie, but it's called Margaret.
Margaret
it's Mag
pie.
The pie.
Yeah, we love Margaret
Pie. And a robin
pie.
Is not a robin. It's a redbreast, but its name is Robin.
Yeah.
They're all called Robin. And way back in the 14th century in England and France and Italy and all of those Western European places where a lot of our words come from, we were calling horses something.
Oh, okay. What were we calling them?
We were basically calling them Robert.
Robert horse.
But we were more familiar with them, so we called them Hobbin.
Hobbin.
Or Robin.
Hobbin or Robin. I like the idea that Hobbin is the like...
Dobbin.
Dobbin!
Dobbin! Dobbin the horse.
Call me loyal.
You like the idea that Hobbin is what?
I like the idea that Hobbin is somehow the like friendly version of Robin. You know, it's just like one of those, hey, it's me old mate Hobbin over here.
It was common in Middle English to put an H if you were being extra friendly. So the abbreviation of Robert was not Rob, it was Hob.
Hob.
My mate Hob.
Hey Hob.
What's up Hob?
And so
Hob Bollocks is actually still hanging out, so I hope he's listening.
The French version is also Hobbin or sometimes Hobby.
Hobby.
And in Italian it's Ubino.
Ooh.
And so this is for horses.
This is what your horse is.
Yep.
All horses are called Hobbin.
Hobino.
Hobbin, my horse. Hobbin horse. Come on, Hobbin horse.
Is this where hobby horse comes from?
And so that turns into hobby horse. And so hobby horse is what you is a horse. It's like magpie. Hobby
okay.
horse.
Hobby horse.
But because of stuff to do with like class and like rural urban divides and regionalization, it came to refer to certain kinds of horses more particularly. At one time, weirdly, big cart horses, and then later, kind of small ponies.
Aww.
So kind of like, it became a rural horse.
A rural horse.
And whatever your association with what a rural horse was.
That's your hobby horse.
But also because of this thing where it was like, hobby horse is what kind of like rural, folkish people called horses.
Mm.
All of the traditions where you had a big effigy of a horse became hobby horses. And so this is where your Welsh skeleton comes in.
My Welsh skeleton. If people could see the group chat we have, I think they would be unsurprised by how just very tangential and bananas it is most of the time. Welsh skeletons are the least of
it. Are you confident with pronouncing Welsh? Do you want to give a go to how to say it?
I mean, I'm not confident with it.
But you'll give it a go.
Mari Lyd.
There we go. Mari Lyd. It means grey mare. And it is a Welsh folk tradition where you dress up a skeletal horse and you put flowers in its hair. And it has little scarves and things on it. But there are actually traditions with hobby horses worldwide.
Oh, that's cool.
It's really fascinating. People love to have an effigy of a horse and prance it around. Just to celebrate, just for a party. You're like, oh, it's time for the spring festival.
Better get me hobby horse out.
Yeah, we've got Lisa. She's got the corn and the flowers. Oh, has Dave got his hobby horse? And I think people who have seen The Wicker Man will know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
There are actually classifications of different kinds of hobby horse.
Oh, okay.
Which is...
Break it down for us.
I don't know if I really can. I read them and I was like, okay. So there's a tawny.
Oh, yep.
Which is meant to look like a person riding a small horse. So I believe that's where it has the little fake legs out the side.
Ah, yes. The best Halloween costume.
There's a sieve. Which is a simpler one. And so I think it's just got the head attached.
Kind of like what you use
and
as a kid.
Suspended from the shoulders, which I believe is the one from Wicker Man. Mm-hmm. And there's a mast, which is where it's just the head on a stick.
Okay, no, that's the one I'm thinking of you use when you're a kid.
Yes. But so the other thing that people will think of when they hear the term hobby horse is a rocking horse.
Yes.
And so
I had one as a kid.
The ultimate
that's what I was thinking
toy.
Of.
Yeah, so this is also a thing that's called a hobby horse. And the more you look into it, the more you realize that pretty much everything is called a hobby horse because hobby horse was just what you called a horse.
That's so funny.
So weirdly, we hear hobby horse and we think, oh, it's a horse for a hobby. But no, they were all these things that were like horse things were hobby horses because that's what we were calling horses at the time.
So hobby when did we get the word hobby to mean hobbies?
In the kind of... it's a little bit difficult to say, but basically other things that got called hobby horses... Practice wooden horses for jousting.
Yes.
This is an important one.
Okay.
In the development. And then later on, in I believe the 16th, 17th century, you get the rocking horses specifically.
Now, were rocking horses, I feel like this is almost too tangential, but were rocking horses like that to train little kids how to be comfortable on an actual horse moving, or was it just for fun?
It's not a lot like riding a horse.
Not really,
It is just for fun.
Okay.
Yes, and so in the kind of 16th century, we start getting hobby horse, not just referring to all of the other things that are called a hobby horse, but referring to a kind of like favorite activity.
Oh, okay.
And it's unclear which thing it's referring to.
Right.
So there's a possibility that it's talking about how at this stage, the kind of horse that was usually called a hobby horse, the kind of real horse that was usually called a hobby horse was like a pony.
Uh-huh.
And so it might be a thing. It's not for serious riding. You just take it for a little prance about the field.
It's a little hobby ride.
Some of the early quotations we have about people talking about something being someone's hobby horse or their hobby make references to jousting. And so they could be talking about the by then antiquated jousting training device of a big rock, like essentially a big rocking horse.
Yep.
Or they could be talking about the children's toys, because so rocking horses were hobby horses, but tiny little wooden horse toys were also hobby horses.
Oh, everything's a bloody hobby horse.
But I think generally the thing that's in common is that it's not like a serious use of your time. Like when people were talking about a hobby horse, it was just like basically a thing that you just did to like muck about and waste some time.
And so eventually it became just a hobby, and anything you were doing to muck about and waste a bit of time became a hobby?
Yeah, pretty much that like is where that. Hobby comes from. But I feel like people think of hobby as like, oh, it's a lovely, it's not recreation. Recreation's so much nicer. Hobby is like, oh, that weird thing you do all the time.
With your trains, your train kits and your synthesizers.
Yeah, with
and
your synthesizers. Yeah.
Social sport.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, you say you're playing social netball, but really you're just sitting there going back and forth on a small wooden toy.
Exactly. Well, thank you for bringing
but
us
yeah,
hobbies
that's the
today.
Story of hobbies.
That was genuinely fascinating. I enjoyed that a lot. Thanks, Amelia.
So they're basically robots, is what I'm trying to say.
Every time you go do your fun little thing, just, you know, you're doing your robot. Doing your hobbies. Doing your hobbies. You've picked us a song called Hobbies. By who, Amelia?
It's by Jenny Moss. It's a Joe Meek production. It's a good one.
Very good. That's Jenny Moss with Hobbies. Thank you very much, Amelia Discreet.
Vinaigrette originally referred to small vinegar.
Word salad with Amelia Discreet on 95 BFM.